dad is something. His wife, and they make characters of him. It's about generation, generation. So it becomes a mess. It's the idea basically. That is, it generates a new Solomon that is Solomon the king. And that is, it generates some, it's the maximum to is the idea of history. Give us a mission here and there is that. So why do we need this name? Why is it interpreted? Because when a woman has the menses, she feels frustrated. Feels frustrated. Some male frustration is conducive to degeneration. When a person is frustrated, he degenerates. Many people resort to crime, become involved in drugs. Why? Because they are frustrated. That's the main cause of drug addiction. Frustration. Somebody who is not frustrated will never become a drug addict. And the gay people also, why do they become gay? Also because they are frustrated. So frustration is the source of everything, of all evil. So tume means that which degenerates. And what causes degeneration? Frustration. If a woman is declared as male, because usually a woman, when she menstruates, she's frustrated. And anyone who touches a mess when time comes in, the tragedy of life, it becomes frustrated. So that's why we are coming. The reason is why everybody enjoyed it, and even the reason is why the Torah declares that the 11th Zohar is only male 7 days, and the 11th Nekevo is male 40 days, whether she bleeds, she doesn't bleed, because when a woman gives birth, she's also very frustrated. But at least the average woman, and especially the mother, when they give birth to a girl, so they are twice as much frustrated than when they give birth to a boy. That's why the Torah declared that Eladis Nikevo is male of 14 days. It's 14 days. Now, I mean, I said that, and I mean, it's not, I didn't say it just to, you know, to give her an answer, you know. But I really, I mean, I was trying to ask why. The process on part is that's all. But I mean, when you want to rationalize, and so, I mean, that's why Taina Mitzvahs are called Taina. Why it's called Taina? Because Taina Mitzvahs don't make any difference in the time. In the Chino, the Rambam, I mean, the daily love when you give Taina. But it's just like a taste. You know, certain people enjoy one taste, certain people enjoy another taste. So the Taina, what the Rambam says in Aloha, that is, that everybody must accept. But the Taina of the Rambam, that can vary, you know, from generation to generation, according to the taste of the people, the taste of the people. So that's called Taina. It's like taste. Taste, yeah, everybody might have his own taste. So that's the style of Amiko. That's the reason as to why a Yildiz Nikevo is May of 14 days, whereas a Yildiz Zohar is May only 7 days. Now, in order to understand this in order, in other words, the Chassam Sefer says, it's a Machlokes Nitzias. But the question is Nitzias different between the 11th Zohar versus Nikevo? It's not China. That is inconsiderate. Someone of Shia. Well, that's the suppose we say it doesn't come from the Mokia. So, and by your letters he came off. So he does come from the Mokka, I mean, 14 days. And by your letters, Zohar, it comes from the Mokka on 7 days. I mean, it's inconceivable. So we have to listen. Of course, he says there are some of us. But Rabban Levi explained it on the basis by Mechot, by Shtimayonis. How do we explain it on the basis of Shtimayonis? Whatever the reason is, but the question is, according to what I say, so it's not the same at all, but still, Rav says that, I mean, according to Rav and Levi, it emanates from a different cause. So that means that according to Rav and Levi, so the bleeding that takes place by illness and cable before the 40 days expire originates in a different cause than the bleeding that takes place by your letters and cable after 40 days. And by your letters of only 7 days. So it can be explained. We see that the woman cannot become pregnant. You, and that can, it happens very seldom. But immediately shortly after she's given birth, why? Because birth shakes up the whole system, it shakes it up. It introduces a big change, you know, birth. So, and this is very psychosomatic. That every doctor will tell you. Every doctor will tell you. In other words, menstruation itself is psychosomatic. Depends upon the mood of the woman. Menstruation. So the male seems like that is the case. Usually, a woman is more frustrated than the letters of hope, because you know, every woman, she might be the biggest feminist, but she means terrible. Why is it so? I don't know. That's a study in itself. I mean, every woman wants to have a boy, unless she has had already 5 boys, then she wants to have a girl. But the first one, every woman, you can take statistics. Maybe the feminists will lie, but the truth is that every woman, it's universally accepted, wants to have a girl. So if she has a girl, she's more frustrated. Every illness is frustrated because, you know, there's a lot of pain, you know, it's not a simple thing to give birth, to bring labor. But please, look, she has a boy, so then there's compensation. So then it reduces the frustration. But when she has a girl, so the frustration is not reduced. It's not reduced. Since she's more frustrated, so melee, it seems the mental attitude is a factor in menstruation. So that's why she's considered to originate in it. But then after 40 days, after 7 days, so then the frustration disappears. So then, some melee, when she bleeds, it's not like menstrual bleeding. But it's a different problem. Alright, anyway. So it makava mamaya khadu hati oti mosei bati oti os the lady of Ashmi Dionis. Mr. Matomi is the Hatoya, Mr. Matoya, Mr. Hatomi. My deny it, you know, she passed with the Shiva Laha Shiva. The Teha Bos or Laha Bos or the Teha Boy, the Akara Boy, the Teh Shmeini, the Akha Shmeini. The Rab Reish and the Kula be safe for the Kumre, the Lady Reish and the Kumre be safe for the Kula, at least. The Magyarede shall we tablo. Bishamay, which Rey Koch min Rab Leo, who be still in the Tammy Lach the Ovech, Kosalke died on the Posko. So in other words, it means she wasn't Shifas, she didn't have an uninterrupted flow from Teich Shiva, I mean from Teich Shiva, Lacha Shiva, from Teich Aboy, Lacha Aboy. But she bled Pich Shiva, and then she stopped. And then Lachta Shiva, she stopped heavy flow. Oh, she bled Pich Aboso, and she stopped. And then she had another flow. Lacha Aboso. So, Ksalday Pasko, Bishrin Ali Rav, Dolomai Nechadu, Bishmoche, so we can understand this here, Tamei Lach Yodesh. Because B'tzias is the same thing, but the Torah gave a special dispensation. So the Torah gave only a special dispensation if she was already developed. But if she's not developed, so the dispensation doesn't take effect. So it's not a special dispensation. But B'tzias is not a mitzvah. So, Amayim Tamei Lach Yodesh. That etzba would be Tamei Lach Yodesh. Omer Lach Levi, Hocha Me'askim and Mishipas. So, according to Levi, when did the seal say that Tamei Yodesh Lach Yodesh? So, if you Tamei Lach Yodesh, only the flow started before the exploration of the fourth day. And it continued after. So then we know that B'tzias he terminated from the same ion. Some mele, it is itamei lach biyomei. Now let's see the Rashi. My nechad dam abom miledim, dam abom miteya, my nechad in boi. Hati oti mosi koshi, but you zocha binod in cable. Hati oti osi achamikem. Nisamatomi lahash vayu nitahatoya. Nisamatoya lahash meyin nitahatomi. The rat vation is she passed until the meat to the tower. We cool the tail. We have a double posan that in the Ose. He said it can be shot on the tich men, lahamen, the tich pay lahash meyin, the humre, but may or lahash meyin that in the Mose. The lady racial humre. Kill the post communista mind tomei, the spas. So that means it started, the flow started from the Mayim Toya, from Posko Nista Mayim Toya, because all the night of the Posko Yehi Mishnayim, Lahash Vayi, Mishmochem Tanlach Yodesh, in Mayim Toya, Vateo Teotio Vizira Oviyin Ulitfilem. A lady of Mayim Toya also, the Posko Nista Mayim Toya, so, it's not a leader, so why is it Torah? So she wasn't a Dallas. And just because she wasn't a Dallas, but if it's not a leader, how can it become? If she passed the living to me, the Italian, the Liposco, the Shlemo, the lady, the Lord, the Seal, the Ismayon, the same, and if it's Mishai, the Seal, the Seal, Shnei, my Yonis, or not the Morris America. Och mei, ibi she pass, mei tangi ribi shama. So mon if sheach, if this, according to Levi, so the machleke ribi shama in the sila has reference to the case of she pass, because if she not she pass, so then the sila, the sila wouldn't say that in Tamil Nadu, Yobe is she pass. So the question is, if she fasts, why did the Shammai say it's not the Tamei Lach Yodesh? She fasts, so it means it's the same Damido, it's only a continuation of the same Damido. So my time with the Shammai, so the Mora says now a Chiddush. So, Kesabra Shishammai Mai Nechad. In other words, when Levi says Shri Mayonis, it's only because we pass for like a Silla. But Levi is made it, and according to the Shammai, it's my nechot. So the reason is why it's doyle, not because it's not a middle. It is a middle, 100%, like any other middle. It's a special dispensation. So maybe even the case of Shifas. So it's not the Tamalach yet. Because some of the Shami is a nechot. We shrimly, we are in the Shami of Israel. Elirab, my binaye, ikibinaye, yeno, utfile, so be according to Levi, so the machleket between Bisham and Bisilah is whether it's the mayonnaise and bishamel holds my nechel. So you understand, bishamel is one best. But according, to Rav, so the seal requires an explanation. If it's my nechel, so it's a special, just a course of that historia. So what if she wasn't paid? So she wasn't. By the night, he denied it in Tzile. We shall not have the limited of money, but we still have the aim in Tzile. Now, Bishlein will hash, Bishlein will be the Amal, we still be the Amal, say, how did he get the Shal Tzile? He be Tzile, or she may only say, we should be posat mayor, the least matome, we should be posat his mayor, the least matome, who be Shamai, my nechod, but he wrote the art, the Irish, my elder God, my nephew, to be sealed, can't get us, my little man, my completely girl, my time to be sealed in town. So he says that Bisham I hold the aim of Tal Rahmane, the special heter of Tantoya. And we still hold that the special dispensation is based upon Yemu Tile. Yemu Tile, Lation Shiva's Lation of Pisekes, Kolev man shall eat of law, have a dumb of Tommy with me, go so on. Alright, now. Tosha. The maiden be yield as bizay, she in it am or lach the other age. Even Bishama is made the yield as bizay, she in it am or lach the other age. That means if she hasn't as yet counted the Zayin Chiv, so then Bishama is made it. So, isn't that, oh, Salk daito chochen ameli posko. Bishlein rabo mein echotu nishmoch tam lachyori shim nekodem bishama. El lelevi domosh de mayone say, so what if she didn't count? But it's like dam ezba. So it's not a nido. Why didn't tam lachyori? Omaro chochen ameli shifaz, ibi shifaz lama yitzrich, bishama yitzrich, avo gad dikame bishama mein echotu. Yein the color of Achmone, Hanu Mila Biel de Kredite, Yishlima Yeime, Avo Yil is the Zayt, the Boy Sira Loi, or the Rashi. The Lady Mila is the Shinitama, which is the Shabin of Yigosa, the Loi Sofach is Zayn Jin, because if she was Sofach also, then it's the same half way. Because Sofach died to Hochanam Riposka, Hashwai, and Shimoche, so she stopped flowing. ומשום הורכה, ויתאמי, ומימיים, תומי אוסו, ועתירו ותאוס, יאשתי שזי ניקים, ומזוב, אמן ויתאמי, ומקונטוי אהובר, וכיתם הדפוסו, וחלוויקו, שמתבליח לך, משום מים עזר, ולא יראי, ומשם היסטרו לכל מים נחד, ומתאו להיר, וחליח, ומדוסו מיד, ומתורח מריסט, ומיר לדי באשמיון, ויתאמי, because she didn't count the Zayin Kiv. Hanumile Dabba Tentel Achim and Meileide Vyod Yisrede Avalil Zayin Dibayi Spuri Kolev Man Shal Yitobro Had Zomo Kidam Zive Vahad Maimos Vetiro Mikiharte Ashi Tispe Vetitzi Vyacha Tita Acha Lukor. Alright. Tosh. She made Vosa Titmo. The rabbis is Baal. He's also coming. 7 days. Titmo, the rabbis are ladies. But I could say young and only the days, 9 nights. So it means the days and the nights. Vosa Titmo, the rabbis are yielded with a Shetzlicho Shetesh of Shiva Nikim. Bishlein the rab. Bishlein the rab, and I am a Chodun Bishmoch Abai Shiva Nikim. Hello, lady, don't ask me my own and say, normally. So what does it mean, Nikki? Nikki means that she should be clean, should not have any flaw. So according to Rav, that is my nechod, so if she's not devoid of any flaw, so then she's not the king. But according to lady, why do it have to be devoid of any flaw, even if she has all the flow in the world, as long as she stopped before the expiration of the 7 days, before the expiration of the 14 days, and then after the termination of the 7 days of the Pandi. She started to have a flow, even if she continued flowing all the 7 days after the 7th, after the 14th. It should be considered Nikin because the flow gets like Danesva. Elon Leila, Shemayon Singh, Yeshiva, Mashu Sadi, Subinoi, the Tensor, Kamatsu, Shitifsik Mashu, Shiyahu, Shinakim. So it's always, if there is, she starts before the end of the 7 days, before the 14 days, and then the new flow starts after the 7 days, after 14 days. So it's always considered Nikin, even if it continues to flow uninterrupted. All that is necessary is that 1 minute before the sunset of the 14th day, she should start flowing. And then, after the 15th day begins, she starts flowing again, even if it doesn't stop. It should be considered to keep. So, you know, it's the same thing. A lady, Vahashu Sahi. The Tipsik Mahashu Vahashvahi, the Mistamatomei. Rashi says, "Bitipsik mashal achashvayim," that is lav davke achashvayim. It means a minute before the end of shvayim. That's all. So that the beginning of the third week will be in a state of no damp flow. It is a mashal achashvayim. It's not only that she will do that. It's a kashibo. Yalla b'kim lo lav dameyu. She tipsik mashal achashvayim kibo. Now let's see. The Rashi. The In other words, if a woman is pregnant and 90 days have passed without any menstruation, and then she sees them, so she doesn't have to be chayshish. Maybe she was tmeo within a less prior to the dam. Because it's not a derech of a pregnant woman or of a nursing mother to sit down. So if a regular woman sits down, so if the chayshish, maybe this dam was discharged from the womb the day before. And the day before, 2 days before, I mean, it was retained in the Bezachis, in the vaginal canal, and then it came out now, outside. And then, if it was discharged from the uterus into the vaginal canal the day before, so she was already male, so that's why we have to become a tyrus. 24 hours before the real death. But the nursing mother sees them, and after she had not seen them for 90 days, then it's highly unlikely that it was discharged from the uterus the day before, because the whole thing is unusual. So why should we be chayshish that it was discharged from the hour before? So you may go away with a caravan and then there is a big shadow in the name of Shabbos Kai Shaito. So But there is a prerequisite that she has to have had 9 days before you die. Suppose you have 1 month of the Nidor before you die, and 2 months of the Nibura before you die, so it's in Surah, for vice versa. In what can we start from the course of in Hoysam Niko? The Skira Leaf say she was a nursing mother, and then 2 months she didn't see any down. Then she became pregnant, and for the month after she became pregnant, she didn't see any down either. And then after the 3 months expired, 2 months within the course of, and 1 month within the so she saw down, so the Matan Tame, the Tares that she handled within the 24 hours prior. So, in love, the Misabu, the Cosmation Milk, or the Skill Lips, the Misabu, the Shimos, the Noemis, the Star, the Nibur, the Nikoso, the Shim Rabu, my Mechel, the Mishmok, the Perish, the Sirapsi, the Old Sirash, the Noemis, the Tira, the Holy Clone, the Dambeya, the Napsi, the Shoshenes. כי להצילם שלי כמה אדם מידה ללכות וגם לידה ללכות. So Rashi was by the idea by Kash. We say, give me Guru, אילו לא למין כוס. אילו כוס. So Bishrei Varav, Dola Mai Nechadu, Mishmochen Mubarish Yisrael Lapsi, the old dog. So suppose a woman was pregnant, and 2 months, at the end of the pregnancy, 8 months and 9 months, she didn't see any doctor. Then she gave birth to the baby, and for 1 month, she didn't see Dam either. So this is so. And then, let's say in the 5th week, After she gave birth to the baby, she saw down, so you're not with Tame, all the Tara she handled within the 24 hours prior. So it's short. But Rashi asks, in order to be sure that she might, there must be a continuity, a hemshach of 90 days devoid of down. If she was pregnant, and then she gave birth, gave him birth, so when she gave birth, there must have been a lot of dam. So there was a hefsek in the continuity of being devoid of dam, of being devoid of dam, unless it is a case of Lady Abeshi. So that's possible, but that happens very, very seldom. Usually, it doesn't happen. I mean, such a thing that a woman should give birth to a baby and not bleed altogether. So usually, if she gives at the time of giving birth, so there is a lot of bleeding. So that in itself should be a hefset in the continuity of being devoid of dam. So how is it mitzvah? So the Gemara says that you that dam leida lechut, the dam leida lechut, because a woman, you know, follows a certain routine according to her habits. So if a woman, let's say for 90 days, did not see any down, that means she's mislaked down. But if she did see down in 1 day, in the 9 days, so that undermines her routine, because we see she did see down. So, what undermines the routine? Damido undermines. But Damido, that's something that emanates from a different cause. So, melee, that does not interrupt the continuity of the Hepsidam. Now, I said before that there is a similar, on a physiological level, there is an analogy between the bleeding place in menstruation and the bleeding that takes place later. What's the analogy? Analogy is later that takes place bleeding because the womb discharges a fully developed fetus of Jesus in his carriage, an undeveloped fetus, and the midas of the womb discharges the potential fetus. So there's an analogy, but still it's something different. There's an analogy, but it's something different. So mainly the fact that she bled because of the Tzichas HaKeber, because of the Leide, that does not interrupt the continuity of the Hefsek of the Leide. But the fact that she bleeds in the Teah, that she bleeds in the Teah, so then that doesn't help. So Mishlein le'rab de'lomayin echot u'yishmocha bo'y efshet sholishenis alei lomashlein alei sayin lomay efshet sholishenis b'mashik sadim. All that is necessary, she should start bleeding at the end of the 14 days. And then if she continues to bleed incessantly, it should still be considered zayinichi. So the Gemara says lomay efshet sholishenis b'mashik sadim hocham tzlicha she'tafsi b'mashu. Now, let's see the So all that is needed in order that she should have Gimelayimis is locked before the dam is that before the end, the expiration of the 14 days, she should stop flowing. And then, even if she continues to flow, so then it's all right, but after the lady she has to stop from. So yes, hachmasha yimim chirat al kocho v'loy raso kol yimi lady in loyki hach miye gufe av hefsim v'teo yim lemes v'davke v'de lady am yim liyot am lady lechu hayna al madi yeitzi al yitzir zaken al lady aber ze shavei yitzir kimi al lady Jimmy Mind Tommy or say Pshita di Mapsi will go on the Amtea. Because the Rosh Nag Mori intends to indicate, before the murder is spelled out in this book, he intends to indicate that according to Lady, in order to be considered like it's done, all that is necessary is that she should stop bleeding for one moment. And then if she stops bleeding for one moment, even if she starts bleeding again incessantly after the 7 days, after the 14 days, so it's considered Gimelayimis devoid of dam. So Rabbi says no. In order to be considered to have Gimelayimis 90 days devoid of dam, so it's not enough that she should stop bleeding for one moment after the lady. And the lady. So but if she has to stop bleeding continually all the 7 days, all the 14 days, because even if she stops bleeding, let's say an hour after lady, and then 2 hours after lady, she starts bleeding again, so then she cannot be considered to have Gimelayimis 90 days devoid of dam. In order to be considered to have 9 days devoid of dam, so then she can bleed for a moment, you know, for a while after a day, and then stop bleeding, because suppose she keeps some bleeding within the 7 days or 14 days, so that in itself will be a hefsek in the continuity. Even though the Gemara says, Damleide lechud in damleide lechud, but the Gemara only means the damleide that flows because of the lady Pesach HaSakera, but the dam that flows from the Mokeya later on, so that not that that constitutes a hefsek in the continuity. But I don't know why is Habibiga so sure about it. Since the flow that can, the, just as the Gemara says, because the Damleide is caused by the Pesach HaSakera. So who says that only Damleide that emanates immediately at birth, and even the Damleide that takes place 2 days later. But why did it take place 2 days later? Because the birth has irritated the whole system. So mainly it's also due to the Pesach HaSakera. So it doesn't make any difference whether it's dam that comes out simultaneously with the lady or later on, as long as it comes out within the 7 days or the 14 days, it is attributable to the change that was wrought by the lady. And we can apply the lady lechut to the middle. All right, we'll do it.